know, the city took a look at the revisions to our gambling ordinance. Obviously, there's been some changes in Springfield in terms of how these video machines that are found in many establishments and have been for a number of years, how they're regulated. There's a new process for that, and obviously that was passed in Springfield as part of a means of generating capital for the bonds for the capital program. The city of Monmouth, not dissimilar to Peoria, who just took this issue up a couple weeks ago, had ordinances on the books from decades past that didn't allow these machines. Council took a look at it. There was some discussion about whether or not we should make the change, but in the end, the ordinance was approved to allow those facilities who already have them to allow them to continue to have them as long as they go through the state requirements of getting them permitted and operational. It also gives the city back 5% of the proceeds, which currently we're not getting anything. So
it sounds like, and you know, I don't mean to jump in, but
sure.
it sounds like you had some, maybe an ordinance prohibiting them. Maybe it wasn't enforced, or am I misunderstanding?
Well, no, I mean, it was there, and they were not, like so many other communities, these were for amusement purposes only, right? And so, but, you know, it was well understood, not only here, but across the state, that, you know, these machines were being used in a variety of ways. And so it does clean up the process. You know, one of the council members indicated last night, you know, look, this has been going on for a long time. These machines have been in place, and it makes sense to update our books to make sure that we're in compliance not only with state statute but also with local ordinance, and it'd be much easier to regulate in terms of the activity.
Would these be primarily at bars, pubs?
Pubs, like the VFW, Legion Halls. A few of the restaurants have them, but they're mostly in bars and pubs.
I expect you're not expecting a huge influx of revenue, though, at this point.
No, we're not. We're not actually sure, since we haven't been able to see what they actually generate. But we'll have a better handle on that in the coming 12 months.
Did you have to put any sort of enabling authority in there? I mean, obviously, state regs would override anything you do, but I mean, a lot of times you pass a local ordinance to give you authority to enforce the state statute.
Well, I mean, we actually wrote it to defer to the state from the standpoint of the state. Proposal was pretty comprehensive on this. It was passed, I think, a year or two ago. It's taken some time to get it all cleaned up and implemented. But most of ours, not dissimilar to like the lottery, it basically provides an exclusion. We still have restrictions on the books in terms of things that you can't do from a gambling side, but we create an exception for these machines, just like for the lottery, just like for bingo and those kind of things. So
these are like video games, but you like, for instance, a game of poker for money, for instance, would be still
illegal. Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. We were not allowing any casinos in the city of Monmouth.